Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I am with my beautiful co-host, Hummingbird Jewel. Welcome, Hummingbird.
Hello, Cornelia. How are you doing today?
I'm so fantastic. I'm so excited about today's show because this is when you are going to share your story of coming from the other side of the tracks to a lifestyle trajectory of abundance.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to be talking about the spiritual law of cause and effect later in the show. You are always responding to events. When I'm saying you, that means you, the people. Without our goals or a life plan, we can be pulled along our life without taking time to realize and remember that we do have free will. And Hummingbird Jewel and I, we're going to be talking today about, first of all, we're going to be celebrating her turning 61 years young.
Woo! Yes! Younger and younger.
Birthday girl. And can you believe yourself younger?
I can. You know, it is all about our beliefs. And I thought that I coined the word reverse aging. You know, none of us are individuals here. You think you might have thought of something. But I read Jane Roberts wrote a book, The Nature of Personal Reality, back when I was, I think, 16 or 15, and I read, and I was rereading it, and in there she talks about reverse aging. I'm like, oh, that's probably where I got it in my brain. So I didn't make that up, but you know, it's about what we believe. We were programmed to believe that we're going to get old and decrepit, especially after what? Oh, after 40, after 50, then after 60. You know, so what if we believe that we get younger, or we can rejuvenate ourselves, even if we treated our bodies very harshly, like I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit later in the show. Like, my chosen age is 35. And, you know, like today's, you know, 50, the 50 is the new 30. So it's, you know, the 70 is the new 50.
There you go.
This is how I look at it. And my clients and the people that, you know, that I work with, this is part of my philosophy as well, is once we heal our own emotional core wounding and we reverse our beliefs and we investigate what's no longer true for us and embody what's true for us today, and that's choosing to live longer. And that's choosing to reverse the aging, right? And making these choices. And that's what you're talking about too. So we'll be talking more about that. And you're going to be giving a reading to special.
At the end of the show, wait for the end of the show. You'll get to see me do a live reading on air. And I just realized today I had never done an on-air reading before ever in my life. So Cornelia, you're the very first person to put me on live, you know, on video. I had done radio readings before.
Wow, that's so fantastic because, you know, video is just, you know, it's a big part of our expansion and evolution. And so you doing the videos live, so it's always good to be the first. So Julia, let's get into the meat of today's topic, the law of cause and effect.
Yes, the law of cause and effect. And at first I wanted to speak to a little bit about me and coming from the other side of the tracks to a lifestyle of abundance. So if you look at my Facebook, you're going to see these beautiful pictures, you know, everything's all shiny and pretty and I'm traveling. But that hasn't always been my life. And so I wanted to start opening up to the audience and to the listeners where I came from. And I know true poverty because I've been on 3 mission trips and visited third world countries. And I've seen children brushing their teeth in mud puddles, people living as slaves on sugar plantations. So I didn't have that kind of other side of the tracks. And we actually lived right next to the projects in a little stucco house. I was a little 2-bedroom stucco house, but we didn't have a lot. So You know, other side of the tracks, yes. Poverty, no. However, it was, you know, there wasn't a lot for us. And I had a upbringing of severe abuse. It was physical. It was verbal, and it was mostly from my mother. And a lot of physical abuse, a lot of verbal abuse. And I actually had sexual abuse too at age, I think it was age seven. Yes, age seven. And I was sexualized very early. It was a family member. And I thought it was my uncle, but it was actually when I did the investigation when in my 30s, like you have to go dig back deep when you want to work through a core wound. Yeah. And I read a book, and books have always been my teachers. And they said, you've got to do an investigation like you're a detective. So I went and I found out it was my step cousin that had came to live with us. I had called him my uncle. And of course, he was in charge of babysitting a lot. And he was 17. I thought he was 30. He lived with us for 9 months. In my mind, he was there for 3 years. So, I mean, if you have childhood traumas and experiences, you have made up a story a lot of times on what really happened. Mm-hmm. And so I had to uncover that a lot. And I'm not playing a violin to my life. You know, I had a mommy dearest. And the only reason I say that is because when I saw the movie, I got so upset because I remembered the hairbrushes. You know, she had a scene with the hairbrush. She hit her with the hairbrush and the breaking the wooden spoons and the hangers. And they were all in the movie. And I was just, I don't think I finished the movie. It was so upsetting to me. And I was remembering that. But the verbal abuse, those are things that you really, that sink into your soul when you're a child, because we're in theta. I know this now, didn't know that then. When we're children, that is the same brain wave that you do, that you're in when you get hypnotized. When, you know, so children are in theta, so we're taking in things. So when we're told, you know, I wish I would have had a blonde haired, blue eyed little girl. You know, I've always wanted a blonde haired, blue eyed little girl. I mean, it crushed my little soul. And then, you know, she took away God, said there was no God, yanked me out of church. There was just some hardships for me. And I don't hate my mother at all. I don't have a, you know, close relationship. I'll be truthful with that. But, you know, I would do anything I could to support her if I could, you know, and I'm working towards that financially. She's not in a good way right now. But I am so grateful to her because she has helped me become who I am. And I understand other people when they've gone through some of the things that they've gone through, because I can say, yeah, I understand that. I've worked my way through. And there is the other side of the tracks. You don't have to live in poverty or a poverty mindset. You don't have to feel that shame of sexual abuse. And believe it or not, you feel ashamed. Even though you were only 7 years old, I had to take a picture out and I looked and I went, oh, I was so tiny. How can I feel ashamed of that? But you tend to do that. Children will take on shame and they'll hold that within themselves. So that's just a little part of my story. And I have a lot of other things that have happened to me through my life. And I'm going to start sharing that on each show.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, being such a sweet, innocent child, when we're so vulnerable between the ages of 0 and 7, when we're taking it all in, we always look to our parents as they are God. I mean, that's really what it is. Yes. We look to our parents as their God. And when they take God away, or when they take our safety and security away and say, you're not good enough, you're never going to amount to anything, you know, shame on you, all these kinds of things, they're scarring. That's a scarring way to that touches our soul, that pierces us, that we later on really have to work with removing that and bringing love there so we can heal and recover. And when you were talking about abuse, sometimes I feel like, you know, when we receive physical abuse, we see the physical abuse on the outside of our body because we see the scars. But when we have emotional abuse, by narcissistic parents or narcissistic partners or whatever it is, we don't see those. And those are the silent killers. That's what makes people want to commit suicide and, you know, do horrible things, and they self-sabotage and all kinds of things because that pain is so deep and you can't see it.
That's true. Well, I got a little off of the law of cause and effect, but I just wanted to open up to myself a little to the audience. But I did write a blog on the law of cause and effect. Every month when I do a teaching on a spiritual law, I'm going to write a blog, and it's extremely detailed. It's not too long. It's on my website, hummingbird-jewel.com. Click on blog, and it talks about harmonizing your life and being, you know, utilizing the law of cause and effect, because a lot of people just think of it as karma. Oh, whatever comes around goes around, you know, and it is that are aspects to it. But basically, it's good actions will bring good actions, and negative actions bring negative actions. And then actions that you do yourself will bring some sort of action, whether you like it or not. And I have with me a boomerang from Australia, because the law of cause and effect is like a boomerang. And what you throw out there, you don't know how long it's going to take for it to come back. It could take years sometimes, some of the things that you do. And I'm talking about good things, not just negative things. You can be doing these wonderful deeds, and if you do that with an open heart and without any expectation, I'm telling you, you will receive goodness. And, you know, I know that because, you know, I created a lot of the stuff in my life, and I got a lot of not so good stuff back. And then I've done a lot of really wonderful things, and I've, you know, my life has turned around. But I did make amends in every area. You know, when I did things, I did have to go back and clean things up. And it's just a process that I'm certainly no saint. And I've been through my share of the other side of the tracks. And now, you know, my life is really beautiful and good. And so my mission is to teach love by being an example of love, and to uplift others with my coaching and teachings. And I'm a relationship coach. I also do financial coaching. My clients, I love them deeply in my heart. And I have an hourly rate. I have packages. But if you're my client, you're going to get more than just an hourly rate. I give above and beyond, and my clients can attest to that I'm there for them. Just like you, Cornelia, you know, you might have your hourly rate, but if I need Cornelia, like, I'll text her, and she might not be able to text me right back, because we can't just do that all the time. But she's there in between. And so those are really good coaches, because we care. We actually truly care. We're not just on the clock.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. So how can the people contact you for personal coaching, financial coaching, readings, whatever?
My email is hummingbirdjewel@yahoo.com. Yeah, HummingbirdJewel. Sorry, it's so long. @yahoo.com. Email me, Facebook me. My Facebook's open. It is under the name Julia Rogers. But if you search Hummingbird Jewel, my Facebook page will open up. Send me a message if you're on my friends list, or my website, you know, any of those ways. So
wonderful. Let's take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Let's come back. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the spiritual law of cause and effect. And then we'll take you further. So we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Hummingbird.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.com. www.jasonandpatricia.org.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Living Heaven on Earth with Hummingbird Jewel. So here we are today. Thanks so much for tuning in and for listening. We're talking about the spiritual law of cause and effect, as Julia shared with us about the boomerang. I love that boomerang. I love that boomerang. It's awesome. Tell us, recap the law again for us, and then tell us where we can read more about it and how we can find out more information about it.
Okay, so law of cause and effect. You know, I'm a very visual person, so I will see it as, you know, you're being led along. If you don't take not so much control, but if you don't have a goals and a plan of action, you're being led along. And I see this donkey being led along, and he's harnessed in, or she's harnessed, and kind of scared because you don't know what's around the corner, right? So in that sense, if you do have some goals and objectives, that helps so that you're not always in reactionary mode, firefighting, putting this fire out, putting that fire out constantly, because that's exhausting. And so we really do have to take time to harmonize our frequency, like I talked about with the law of vibration. I'm kind of going to tie back the law of vibration into that and take a look at what we want to accomplish in our lives. And that really helps, because then we can kind of attune ourselves into our own life trajectory a little bit. And it gives us a little bit more, you know, we become observers a little more and not just being led through this tunnel because you don't know what's on the other end of the tunnel. What if you do know what's on the other end of the tunnel because you have intention? You know, so that's a little bit about the law of cause and effect, wrapping that up. And yes, it is karma. Yes, what comes around goes around. Those are, you know, pretty basic concepts. But I just kind of wanted to interject that when we're in alignment, and we're really buzzing along, we can have and create and compose our realities. And so that's a little bit what I wanted to say. And my blog, again, is at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Great. And that's where everybody can read about the spiritual law of cause and effect, because I'm a reader. I like to read things and to really integrate and take it in. And so that's an important piece. So thank you so much for sharing that.
So what
are we doing now? We're talking about, we're going to go from the spiritual law of cause and effect. We're going to go from that to, because we're talking a lot about belief systems and how to overcome things and what we were born into and conditioned by. You talked about your story, how you've healed from that, your mother and your sexual abuse and different things. And that, you know, life wasn't always as magical as it is today.
No.
Right. And, you know, here you are now at 61, absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. And we're talking about, how do we stay in that reverse aging, which that's also a choice and a belief, right? That we can reverse our aging. And so talk to us about that.
Yeah. And not only just saying, oh, I'm not going to get older, but I actually treated my body, my temple, not very well in my youth. drug addiction wasn't very kind to my body. I didn't eat right. I didn't exercise. I smoked cigarettes until I was in my 40s. I drank heavily, like very heavily. I think my sobriety date's November 8th. I think I have 17 years now. So just because you had bad habits in the past, you don't have to hold on to that. You can reverse it. Your body is very resilient and forgiving. And so for me, it's an inside job. I represent Neora, N-E-O-R-A. I'm a Neora brand partner. I've been using their products for 2 years. It works. And that's why I only represent products that work. And they have a wellness line. They have, of course, skincare. They have about 17 different products. So I don't want to overwhelm people. So I'm doing one product. And today we're going to talk about our second brain. And that's our gut, our microbiome. And we have our bodies get out of balance because we're stressed and we're not eating right because nobody can eat perfectly well. We're not sleeping right. And then the bad bacteria will overtake. And when your gut is not working properly, it affects everything. You can have sluggishness. You can be very tired and you can also have bad moods. So it can affect, you know, like you think you're depressed, but really it's the bacteria in your gut. And so we have, Prolistic, and it's pre and probiotics. Oh. So the probiotics are the healthy bacteria, right? The prebiotics feed the probiotics. It's the food. And they come in these little packets. You don't have to take any pills. And they look like a little pixie stick. That's what I think of. And you put it under your tongue so it absorbs through your body that way. Now, if you don't like the powdery feeling of it under your tongue, you can put it in water and mix it. But how handy is this? You can take it and travel. Just a little packet and it's sealed up. And you just, you know, use it and it comes 30 to a box. And then they also have it for your skin. They have skin lotion, pre and probiotics for your skin, the largest organ on our body. Not only does it have that, it's a blend of vitamin B's and C and what else? C, D, B's. I think that's it. But it has a blend of vitamins, so you don't have to take 3 and 4 vitamins at a time.
Wonderful. That sounds great. Is that all through the company Neora? Is the both of them, both products?
Yes. And I'm a Neora brand partner. You go to my site, hummingbird-jewel.com. I have a tab called Reverse Aging. And you can just scroll down to where it says Neora and purchase a product. You can read about the products. You can contact me. I'm glad to consult you because maybe you've got your microbiome down. You know, you're fine. You don't have any stomach problems. You have great mood, but you need something for your spirit. Son's acne or you know, they have a lot of different products and I give free consultations. And also the products have a 30-day money back guarantee. Neora is a beautiful company. I've been to their headquarters in Dallas. I've met the owners. They're worldwide. They're very reputable. And I'm so proud to be a brand partner. And anybody that wants to become a brand partner under me, I will give you a free coaching program. It's the bronze package, which is 5 hours a month for 3 months, and I can help you work the business and get you going on the right way. You do get a free website if you sign up as a brand partner. It's a beautiful website. You can work from your phone, but I get all my products for free, and so can you. Why pay for these expensive products?
And you can write it off on your taxes.
You can, and I can teach you about that. Now, I am not an accountant, but I filed my taxes the last couple of years, and I'll teach you how to do that. It really works great if you're a W-2 employee because you're paying out all these taxes and you can write off your products against them as long as you're honestly selling them, you know, attempting to sell them, because honesty is my very first spiritual principle. And so I wouldn't lead anybody down the wrong path. These are all legal things. So get your products for free. Become a brand partner with me and then you get me too. And I can... And if you want to use part of the hours for a reading instead, you know, like I only need 2 hours of business coaching. I want a reading. You got 5 hours a month, however way you want to use it.
Yeah. You're coming with a whole bag of gifts because you've got the coaching, you've got the spiritual law, and you've got the spiritual law of cause and effect. And then you've got the Neora. And now we're going to go into another wonderful gift of yours that you do, and that is you're going to do a live mini reading today. And first, you're going to tell us a little bit about the tarot, because you use the tarot, and you want to explain a little bit about the cards before.
Thank you.
Yeah, before we do the reading.
Yes. So the tarot consists of 78 cards. And I'm sorry if this was repetitive to people that already know, but just in case you're somebody new, there's 78 cards and 22 of them are called the major arcana, which are the big secrets, and the rest are the little secrets. So major arcana cards can be like the sun looks very beautiful and vibrant with a little baby on the back of a horse. But then there's cards that like the death card or the devil card, and they're all they have interpretations to them. So death doesn't actually mean death. It means transformation. The devil card usually has to do with our bad habits. We're either biting our fingernails, or maybe we need to exercise more, or just something we're trying to get rid of. So some of the cards actually, you know, people are stabbed in the back, but it doesn't mean you're going to get stabbed in the back. They're all, you know, there's a lot of allegories and stories to it. So I will interpret that. I also use clairvoyance that comes through. So I'm not just a card reader. I'm tuning into you or to the person. So quickly, there are four suits, just like in a playing deck. The wands in this deck, which is the Rider-Waite deck, W-A-I-T-E, Rider is R-I-D-E-R. It's the very common first, most original deck. And it takes place in medieval times. So you got kings and queens and peasants and that kind of thing. So the four suits, again, the wands look like long sticks with leaves growing out. That would be business or school or creative endeavors. The cups are love and emotion. The swords have to do with the hardships in life. Our angst or sorrows could be depression or something like that. And then the pentacles have to do with money and finance and that side of the street. So quickly, that's a little bit about the tarot deck. And so I just like to let people know they're not scary. And they have a lot of religious aspects to them too, because there's angels in there and things like that. See, the Romans were persecuting the Jews, and so the Jews, their mystical ways called the Kabbalah, they were hiding all their secrets in these playing cards, because they were burning up all their sacred texts. So that's where the person that created the deck got a lot of it. So there's a lot of biblical symbology. That's the word I was trying to look, symbology, in the cards.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing all that. And like I said earlier when we did the Facebook Live, is having a reading with you is really an extraordinary validation, you know, in your life, no matter what. If you're feeling like a little bit lost, or not really feeling, not sure which way you want to go, or you just want to look for some validation, having that is really a comforting way, because you can relate to it. And as you're going to experience with Julia, is going to do a mini reading with one of our guests today. So we're going to now take a break, and when we come back from break, you're going to experience her giving a reading live on air to our very special guest. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Do you need a spiritual makeover, or perhaps just a mental tune-up to optimize your life trajectory? Julia has over 45 years of wisdom to share with you, and she offers counsel by the hour, where you can choose from a menu of her services and receive both consults and or product. Julia went from being a maid to having it made, and you can too. If you're interested, contact me at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
We are back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Hummingbird Jewel. And we're getting ready to do a live reading. Before we went to break, Julia was explaining that she uses the tarot deck, and she was telling us about what the cards mean. And now we have a special guest caller on the line. Welcome.
Hello, Richard. Can you hear me? Hello. Richard, can you hear me?
Richard, you're on the line.
Hello? Richard, can you hear me? Okay, I wonder if he has his audio. I don't know. He's in the phone, right? He's not on Zoom, so
he yeah, doesn't. I believe so. Yeah, Richard, can you... I'm not, I don't think he's on the phone any longer. I'm not sure why.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I'll talk a little bit about my readings. So I do them by email, and I need your name and date of birth. I don't have to know a background. I really sometimes prefer not to, just name and date of birth. I can do them by email. They're very long, so you can only get a full reading for emails because they can take me up to 2 hours. Is he back? Just let me know. I'll keep talking until you tell me. And so with the email reading, you'll get like about 8 pages. It's a lot. And people love them because they can hold on to it. And they can go back and they can look back and things will make sense. Because a lot of times things may not make sense right away, but then later on they do. And I do them by Zoom. I do them by phone. You can have a 30-minute. You can have hour reading. And so it's really fun. It's a really fun way to connect. And it just shows you what your current life trajectory is at this time. And so, you know, we have free will and we can change things up, but it's a real confirmation of what's going on in your life right now, you know? And a lot of times people are like, yeah, like I already knew that, but isn't it nice when somebody that doesn't know you or doesn't really know what's going on confirms that, you know? And so a lot of times that's what a reading will give to you.
So I just wanted to say, is Richard back on the line? Did Richard come back on?
Yes, I believe so. We got that sorted out. He should be on right now.
Awesome. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hi, Richard. Oh, hey. Hi. Yay. Are you ready for your reading?
Yes, I am.
Okay, everybody. I'm ready to do the reading. I already have Richard's first and last name and his date of birth. I don't like to divulge that information on air. I have it written down on a paper. And the first thing I'm going to do is connect to him. So it's kind of like the old days when we used to connect to a computer modem, to the internet, and then I just do a prayer and I connect. But I need the audience, I need Richard, and everybody to please focus on the name Richard while I'm doing the prayer and help me out here. Here we go. Ready? And I call out to the positive powers of the universe, to my guides, masters, and angels. Assist me to open psychically and become a channel for the light. And this is for the benefit of Richard. Now I'm going to shuffle the deck. You can open your eyes. Thank you, everybody. That was perfect. If the person's in front of me, I let them shuffle. There's no right or wrong way in my book to shuffle the cards. I just do it until I feel like it's right. Now, this is a mini reading, so it's only going to be 5 cards. A regular reading would have up to 16. So this is just kind of a little sampling. Yeah. That's why we call it mini. We would be on for a while.
What 5 cards?
Excuse me?
What are the 5 cards?
Okay, just, you got to wait. I'm putting out the spread right now.
Okay,
I'm going to do the reading, Richard, and then we'll discuss it after I get through, okay?
Okay.
Okay, got it? Okay, so the first card is your present position and what is happening right now. And for those who can see it, I'm showing the card, but if you can't see it, it's called the Fool. And the Fool is on a mountaintop on the edge of a cliff. He's very happy and joyous, looks kind of like a court jester. And he has a very colorful tunic. He has a little knapsack over his head. His head's like lifted up, and he's a little white dog. And the white sun in the corner has to do with the superconscious mind. So this card is all about Richard taking a leap of faith. There's something that you're kind of wanting to do, but you're not quite sure to do it. It's not so much that you have fears. You may not have fear at all. However, divine guidance is saying, let's wait a little bit. Think things through. And so he's a little bit worried about jumping off this cliff because he thinks he's going to die if he does. But in the story of this card, he will turn into a bird and fly. So for you, I'm saying to tap into your subconscious mind through meditation and probably your music. I do know that he's a musician. You can do it through your music. And go for it. That's the message. Go for it. And what's crossing you right now, which is your present position, but what's crossing you, this is the seven, I didn't make sure, seven of wands. Now, wands have to do with our business and our creative endeavors. And this is a peasant, and he's on top of a mountain, and there's all these wands. Six wands are coming up at him, and he's over the wands, and he's pushing down with his wand, but he is in control. So you have a lot of things going on creatively or in your business, multiple things that are coming on, and the sky in this card is blue. So that tells me that things are going good. You're fine. You might have a lot of things going on. Just be careful about which one you choose. Take your time, and that could be a little bit in correlation with the Fool. You know, sometimes you think, oh, this is such a great idea. I'm just going to go for it. But divine guidance is saying, just hold on a little bit. There's other opportunities too, and you don't just have one to choose from. So it's okay to take your time. That you definitely have things handled, even though there's a lot of things going on. In your distant past is the Four of Swords. Let me make sure I got it right. The Four of Swords, it looks like the guy's laying in a coffin, and there's four swords on the wall, and there's a church, a beautiful stained glass church, and then one of the swords is in the bottom of the coffin. But this card is about taking a break, relaxation, a time of when you went deep within yourself. This has nothing to do with death or the coffin aspect of it. For you, this has to do with, I'm seeing like a spiritual retreat or something that was very prominent in your life. And when that happened to you, you went on a certain path. And for some reason, that's coming up today. So it's correlating with what's going on today. So I would think back to a time when you probably had some kind of spiritual awakening and remembering that feeling of joy and how you turned to the divine at that time in your life. So you could have been like walking away from corporate world and going into your creative endeavor, something like that. Your recent past is the Eight of Pentacles. It shows a little peasant dutifully working on, he's like, has a chisel and one of his pentacles. Remember, those are round globes with stars in the middle, having to do with money. Now, this I usually call the new job card. But if it's not a new job, it's a new technique or a new, like I say, if you're a computer programmer, I know you're not, it would be learning a new computer system or learning something new. So it could be associated with what you're doing. Or it could be something completely different, but it will bring in a stream of income to you. And it also could be learning something new, like taking a course, or you're learning to play a different instrument, something that's brand new to you. But he's very dedicated at it, and it should have just popped up recently because it's your recent past. What's above you, which is about a week or so or 2 weeks, is a major arcana card called the World. It's your second major arcana card in five cards. The World is showing this beautiful woman, and she's inside of a wreath. And there's four aspects. There's the head of a woman. There's an eagle. There's a bull. And there's a lion. She's holding two crystal wands to balance her. And she is naked but has a beautiful scarf wrapped around her. And that's a scarf of wisdom. So the World can mean world travel. It really can. And I kind of saw travel for you or opportunities to do world travel. But it's also about balancing different aspects of yourself. And so you've got to get like kind of getting your ducks in a row a little bit. So managing, I'm hearing managing your sleep, managing your diet, managing your exercise. It's kind of like you got to get ready for this, okay? So I would start now. Yeah. And also it's about you being really good about who you are. Like you don't care about what other people think anymore. Remember when we used to really care about what everybody thought about us? Now you're feeling into your own. And that's what the nakedness about the woman is. She doesn't care anymore. And she has her wisdom. You have so much wisdom to share with the world. And you're just going to go out there and you're going to do that. And then in your other future card is the Justice, another major arcana card. You've got three. This is a very powerful, like a lot of powerful cards. The Justice is the sign of Libra. She has the scales in one hand, and she has a sword in the other. Now, the Justice card can have to do with legal proceedings, and if so, it would be in your favor, or it could just be something like, well, I'm going to get my powers of attorney and my legal documents together. I'm going to go over all my legalities in my life, getting that in order. And it also, I'm hearing more, again, more so about you balancing. There's something that might be out of balance for you, just kind of like when you tune your instruments, Richard, you want to like get it attuned to your own self. And more me time. I think you give a lot away. And so that's probably a little bit, because Libra's a little bit about the balance. I'm hearing that in the scales of balance. That's it. Richard, do you feel like the fool? Are you getting ready to take a leap of faith on anything right now?
Yeah, my life is always a leap of faith day to day, it seems like.
Well, this card is telling you to go for it. What about the Eight of Pentacles? Are you starting something new? Are you learning something new right now?
Usually, yeah. I mean, I'm always kind of, I'm always doing something new. Musically, usually it's just, and then with my classes, I have a lot of classes that I teach. So I try to get something new in them.
There
always
you go.
Something new coming around for them.
You can say your last name on air if you want to tell me your tell the people what you do and your last name. That's up to you. I just don't, you know, want to break anybody's confidentiality. But he's a beautiful musician. And are you planning on any trips around the world?
I'm kind of staying in North Miami for the school season. I'm teaching my classes, and in the summer I'm thinking I'm going to take a trip up the East Coast.
Okay. Well, travel, you should do it. You should explore. Well, thank you so much.
Well, number of cities up to I'll be stopping. So, I appreciate the time, and thank you. Very interesting.
Yeah, and if you have any questions afterwards, because I know sometimes we don't want to talk personal on air in front of everybody, but if you want to get hold of me in Messenger, I'll be glad to go over anything that you want to talk about, like the imbalances and stuff like that. And you have no problem doing that. All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Wow, that was, I just wanted to say, you know, like, I just want to tell you, Julia, you are kicking ass. You are kicking ass and taking names. I mean, that was fantastic, that reading. It was really, I made a note to tell you that. And now I'm telling you on air is really, it was fantastic. You know, really the way that you explained the tarot and then the way that you broke it down, really, really fantastic reading. I was, you know, seeing this with you and holding the space for Richard. And and it was really brilliant the way you broke it down. So I hope that he got out of it, you know, the beauty of what this really means. And because I saw it, I said, wow, that's fantastic. So yay, good job. I even said to Zach, let's skip the last break because you were on such a roll that I did not want to interrupt that. So it was really fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, and readings are very personal. So sometimes people might be shy to talk about it on the air. And that's why I always, anybody that I do on air readings with, I always talk to them afterwards. Or they get, you get nervous. Okay. So you get like when the reading starts, all of a sudden you get the burst of endorphins that go through. And I always like to have people bring somebody with them. Like, can I bring my mom or can I bring my boyfriend? Yes. Because inevitably they'll go, you know what she's just talking about. Cause they'll go, no, I don't know. I don't know what that means. They're like, you know, because they're just a little, you know, nervous. And then later they'll call me, oh, I know what you were talking about.
And it may take a while, you know, it may take a while for it to really to sink in to you, maybe even to listen to it again. But I just want to let the audience know, because you're offering these little mini readings for anyone that's listening to this video or listening to this podcast later, that anyone that wants to contact Hummingbird Jewel to put a request in for some to be considered in the future shows, you're welcome to do that. And also, you know, be part of our live studio audience. So Hummingbird, should they contact you directly on Instant Messenger? Would that be the best way to do it?
I already have two people. I have the next 2 months, but I'm going to be doing 10 shows. So I do need people lined up.
You're going to be doing more than that. You're going to be doing.
Now she's reading.
You're going to be. Are you kidding? You're not going to just all of a sudden do 10 shows and then you're going to go away. You're going to be doing. You're going to be doing more. You know, you're going to be expanding. So you're going to build this momentum and build a wonderful connection with the audience, so that people are just going to be. This is going to be your platform.
Yeah, so it is interesting doing it live, because honestly, I kind of pop out and divine guidance pops in. And although it's kind of like I'm sitting back watching, you know, I am watching. So I don't remember the readings very much, you know, but if I take a picture of the card spread and then I start to talk to people, I can read tune. But if they wait too long, I'll lose it. So I usually want them to call me right away, or we'll talk about it right away, except for email readings, which is in writing. Then I can kind of really tune back into the concepts. So.
Yeah. So how should people contact you for all the services? So like for the email readings and for just, you know, getting in contact with you.
You can email me at hummingbirdjewel@yahoo.com. My website is hummingbird-jewel, J-E-W-E-L.com. And you can reach me through there, or you can reach me on Facebook. And then also, please subscribe to my YouTube. I'm doing a lot of teachings. I'm teaching reality trance surfing. I'm doing a series. I have my meditation playlist. I have my show playlist. And so, you know, you're welcome to please subscribe to my YouTube. I'd really love to have you there.
Yeah. And what's the name?
Hummingbird Jewel. So if you just search Hummingbird Jewel, then you can find my YouTube.
Yes. And while you're there, while you're already on YouTube, go to Hummingbird Jewel and then type in Cornelia Stephanie.
Yes.
And click the like, share, and subscribe, because we're all looking to grow our channels, and because this supports us to become partners with YouTube so that we can continue on bringing you this wonderful content, all this wonderful information that supports your expansion and also supports us. It means it's like our oxygen. It's really our oxygen when we have engagement back from you that that you like and you comment are on the videos, and you give us input. We value that so much, and we value your time and your energy, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening and, you know, sharing your time with us, because we know that there's much competition out there and that you could be choosing so many other people. And we so much value that you're tuning into us and that you're listening to this and that it is of value to you. That is one of our biggest missions, is that we share value, give you honest, good value that you can use in your life to make a difference. So also, I just wanted to give a quick shout out. We're getting ready to do another show right here, just right after this show, on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, with my new co-hosts, Hannah and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich. And these guys are teaching you how to scale your business. So if you're an entrepreneur out there and you're looking to scale your business and grow a global audience and grow really large on a large scale, you're going to want to listen to this call, because these guys, they've traveled all over the world and they've been doing huge, teaching master classes. And they're also offering a free gift, a $500 value, a free booking session, a $500 value to support you in scaling your business. And I urge every entrepreneur to jump on this opportunity. They're giving away 20 free spots. Huge expansion. So make sure that you stay for the Millionaire Imprint for Women. That comes on right after this show. And Yeah, and join us as we are building the new world together, one step at a time.
And I have a Facebook Live that I do every Tuesday, and I do book reviews on offers that have soul purpose conscious entrepreneurs, and it's called Soulutions, a book review show for mind readers. And I interviewed Cornelia last week, so you can find that replay on my YouTube or on hers. And it's just so much fun to hear how the author came up with their concepts and to let them shine a little bit in the light. And like Cornelia was talking about, you know, I was like so busy that I just didn't have time to read, So I was listening to a lot of audiobooks. But now I found that, you know, really reading the books and reading the words, I don't ever really listen to their audio, but I read their books, and it's just actually teaching for me too. So each week is a different, this next week is how to overcome the fear of death. We're going to be talking about the death word, which a lot of people don't even want to speak to it, and they're so scared of it. And this author devotes his life to helping people overcome the fear of death. So every Tuesday, 2 o'clock Central Time, it's a 30-minute Facebook Live show that I do.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I loved being on your show. I loved it. It was so fun. And actually, that wasn't last week. That was this week.
I think of it as my last show. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was this week. That was just a few days ago. It was really fantastic. And I enjoyed it so much. It was so awesome, you know, being interviewed by you. You did such a great job. And it's a wonderful service that you're offering for entrepreneurs. So for people that are authors that are, you know, that have a compelling story, they should contact you. And for those of you that want to get into the podcasting game, contact me at Cornelia Stephanie at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And let me know that you want to jump in and share your message with the world on a global scale. So it's been a fantastic show, Julia. We've got just a couple minutes left before we close today. Do you want to do a recap on what we talked about today?
Well, pretty much, I really just want people to know a little bit about my story and where I've come from and some of the hardships that I've had in my life, and yet you can turn them around. You know, I've been through the deepest, if you're in a deep, dark depression right now, you're not alone. And, you know, I always compare darkness or sad times like being in sitting in a closet and it's dark and you're all by yourself. And I always say, just crack that door open a little bit and the light comes in. It's a spiritual axiom that the light will expel darkness. And then just reach out and you can be lifted up. There are people out there like myself, like Cornelia. And that's what we want to do, is we want to help lift people because we've been there and we know what it feels like to be in that darkness and that despair and that and our financial hardships. I've been homeless before. I think Cornelia has too. You know, I've been through homelessness to having two homes, and now I rent. I mean, my life has just been, you know, up and down, but we can get through it, and we can help you get through it too. And so I'm hoping to every month to let you know me a little bit more and a little bit more about my life. If you want to come on and join me as a brand partner with Miura, please do get a hold of me and learn how to reverse your age. Doesn't matter what you've done to your health in the past. You can overcome, and let's rebuild your body and keep youthful, because it's really what from the inside out. We want to have really fun lives and healthy lives when we're older, you know, be able to ring around the world, right?
Yes, I'm looking so forward to, you know, the expansion of what it is that we're doing here together on the show with you, and, you know, the readings that you're offering, and it's just getting better and better and better. And I'm also looking forward to that show you're doing next week with your person about
Calvin Chin is his name.
Calvin Chin. Yes. Yeah, about death. It's such a big topic that, you know, many people have that are faced, you know, every day. And it's wonderful to talk about it out loud.
It is. So, people don't even want to say the word death, you know. They say, oh, they passed on, they transferred, they're, you know, it's they don't even use the word, and it's an okay word to use.
Yeah, it's definitely a good subject to talk about it out loud. So I look forward to hearing that show. I want to thank Richard for calling in today at 1-800-930-2819. And I want to thank the studio audience for tuning in and for listening and for practicing the spiritual laws. That's the reason why Julia is teaching the laws, the spiritual laws, is because we want you to be able to have them at your fingertips so that you can practice, you know, the spiritual laws, and that you can actually become, adept at creating a reality that is more of your liking, so that you are not, like she said earlier, reacting to things and becoming a firefighter, but that you're actually neutral around the events that occur, and that you're more consciously creating. And when you know the spiritual laws and you've got your core values, there isn't anything that we can't be, do, or have.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's been wonderful having you on, and we will see you all again next time. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.